This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A fun little romp for anyone looking for a relaxed adventure. This is your IGN review of Little Kitty Big City by Imran Khan. As a cat owner, I spend an excessive amount of time looking these fur-covered creatures in the eyes and wondering what they truly want. Would they enjoy the world outside, or would they immediately come running back to their parents' protective embrace? Little Kitty Big City attempts to answer this question for me and every other indoor cat owner out there through an adventure that fictionalizes the thoughts and feelings of a feline friend lost in a small Japanese metropolitan sandbox. Solving platforming puzzles in this charming environment is a relaxing time from the get-go, but like a cat aiming to jump up to the top of a dresser and not quite making it, Little Kitty Big City falters in a few areas that keep it from being a wholly satisfactory experience. Little Kitty Big City finds its main character, a short-haired black cat that lacks a defined name, trying to return to their high-rise home after a fall from an apartment window. You'll cross paths with all manner of obstacles, be that busy humans staring at their phones or other animals, that can either help or delay your progress. Along the way, your titular kitty makes friends both large and small in a quest to regain the strength needed to climb back up to its apartment. The main campaign is all about regaining enough strength to make the climb home by eating fish. The first of four is simply given to you as part of the story, but others require some feline sneakiness to obtain, like stealing one from a fisherman's catch. Going in a straight line to these objectives, something cats are not exactly well known for, can get you to the credits in just about an hour or two max, but the meat or dry food equivalent of this adventure is in its side quests. That is the entire campaign in a nutshell. Find fish, do side quests, collect some cute hats as you go, and scratch it all off your kitty agenda. It is hard to consider that light structure a flaw, since Little Kitty Big City does not aspire to be anything greater than a cozy game where you guide a cat around town to do things a cat might do. All this could make Little Kitty Big City seem oversimplistic, but I came to believe its simplicity is actually its strength. There was no part where I was at a loss of what to do, nothing to disturb the good vibes of being a little cat in a world full of new discoveries. There was no danger around any corner or combat I needed to stay ready for. It is entirely about making friends with other animals who have big personalities while celebrating a fun-filled neighborhood alongside them. Little Kitty Big City is not failing to be more. It is choosing not to be more than it needs to be. Little Kitty Big City is an undeniably cozy and mechanically minimal game tailor-made for cat lovers. Its small but inviting sandbox can provide a few hours of ticking objectives off a list before any repetition sets in, allowing this feline adventure to stretch its exploratory legs before wearing out its welcome. Its graphics are cute and delightful, especially for people who like to watch their pets leap into boxes or trot along when they realize they are not supposed to be in the kitchen. What's missing are a few layers of polish in its movement and camera controls, which can make climbing around the city more frustrating than it needs to be. And while the campaign may be brief, being a street-level cat discovering the world a few blocks at a time easily holds up across it. Little Kitty Big City's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Little Kitty Big City updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.